Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, about 8 minutes. We'll give you a little football and then definitely turn our attention to the draft. But Kenny watched his playoff hockey, and I did as well this weekend. A lot of NBA and NHL. And I mean, that's what this time of year is for, and you do. You walk away. It's jarring. You're like, damn, if the Wings had made it, yeah, they're not ready for this. And where does it put you with your confidence in the rebuild? That if they're still that far away from a quality standpoint. And again, next year, look, I admit this. I hated what Lalonde said because as the coach of a team, I don't think you should ever say it. But it doesn't make it wrong on principle. I think it's terrible messaging for your team. What Lalonde said was like, hey, next year, you know, New Jersey had 100 points last year. They're not going to be like this again. You know, there's other teams that will improve. So the bottom of the East won't be as bad as it was this year. So the idea is, okay, so if we don't look the part and we can't even guarantee that being this next year gets them in or gets them close, they could be 4-6 points off. Well, then, does that change your perspective on the rebuild? So let's knock down some calls, okay, and then we'll get to football. Let's go to Vinny. He's been patient. Vin, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Vinny.
Vinny.
Listen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Vin. What do you got?
Well, it wasn't just the goal scoring. It was the hitting, the speed of the game. I'm kind of glad we didn't make it. We've been embarrassed.
So does
I watched almost all the games except for Washington and the Rangers. And the Vancouver game last night against the Predators. I mean, I love the refs are letting them hit like they hit. This is a whole different hockey now. We're probably 5 years away now.
No. All right, hold on. So Vin, I'll ask the question, and we'll disregard the last comment. You're getting emotional.
Okay.
I just want to keep you even, Steven, here. So, Vin, are you more or less confident in the Iser plan after year five?
Less.
Okay.
Less. Les, did you, the last game when they played Montreal,
yeah.
I turned on CBC, and the guys made a comment of how Yzerman brought in these veterans, but they made rookie mistakes. That's why the Wings were where they were. And I kind of chuckled, but I go, he's right.
It was very interesting when Yzerman made the comment that it's, and I'm paraphrasing, that it's not the system, and he hopes that the staff can teach the players the fundamentals. And I'm like, oh,
and he kept saying fundamentals and fundamentals.
That's not a great comment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, especially when your boss keeps mentioning the same thing 3-4 times, trying to drive the point home. Yeah, you guys aren't doing your job. You're not getting the players to the next level.
No, I watch almost every game except for the Rangers, and I'm telling you, if we would have been there, they would have taken us out in body bags, the way the hitting and the speed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and again, maybe the Wings, I mean, I know I can't prove it. Maybe they would have elevated their play too, but hell, they had all these must-win games. Three out of the four I'll reference, they started out like garbage, needing a miracle comeback. You know, down 4-1, down 3-1. You know, down to Pittsburgh all night. Yes, they opened the Toronto game on fire. And then what happened? Collapse. So I think it's okay to say I'm a little nervous. Now, by the time the summer's over, maybe he spins a gem. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're all excited when they're up in Traverse City in September. But, like, it's okay to say,
right
know
now
what?
You should be concerned.
I'm a little
and
nervous.
It's okay to be concerned because things aren't going the way that you thought that they would go. And, yeah, it's starting to look more and more like this could be an 8-9-year thing. You don't want to say 10, but it's looking very close.
But here's the problem with your statement that you just made, Mike. There can't be a probably spin and hit on a great guy in a trade. They have to.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So,
but what's interesting is when you read or hear, and again, it could be other shows, it could be the written word, it's this presumption of greatness down the line. And I'm going, all right, when do we get out of that belief structure? Like when you're projecting what you want to be true, not what is true, and it's in the year 2028, you kind of lose me. Whether it's college football, the NBA, NHL, guys, it's so hard year to year. Now, I mean, can you guarantee me for a fifth straight season that their point total increases? I can't make that guarantee today. I would have to see what the summer holds, but it's going to be harder. So let's go to Kevin. I'm rambling.
No, because you got to see who they're going to re-sign, who they're bringing back, who they're letting go.
Kevin, 97.1. What's up, Kev?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. I was a Steve bot up until when they re-signed Rasmussen, which made absolutely no sense. And then the collapse of the offseason, in my opinion, seemed like the team kind of gave up, given the way the games went this week and how fast everybody is, how hard they hit. The Wings would have just been, you know, 4-0. They're nowhere near that level yet. But the signing of Rasmussen, you gave them 3.2 over, what, 3 years? Who's going to be knocking down their doors to sign him when you have Sider and Raymond? That it should be your first and foremost, and then you sign him for 3.2, kind of hamstringing what you're going to be able to do this offseason. So I am now, after listening to the Steve Yzerman conference yesterday, I am extremely skeptical and starting to wonder if he even knows what he really wants to do here, because it doesn't really make any sense to me. You want to make the playoffs, but you trade away your tough guy, in a sense, even though he wasn't getting many minutes. I really don't know, and I'm kind of lost at what he's trying to do. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
No, I think the summer will be telling. I mean, Kev, here's the other thing, is like if he's up, this is the same thing as Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes, I've never taken offense to it. He's right. You know, you guys, speaking of fans or media or anybody, you don't have the information that we have. Well, you're right. We shouldn't. We also don't get to interview these players. It's the idea that, Kevin, if Yzerman's operating with no pressure and no timeline, the way he's going to operate and the things he's going to do are certainly going to be different from what people like, you know, all of us here or you want. That's my biggest fear.
And then he's going to be like Joe Dumars at the end of his years in Detroit. He's going to be hated and people are going to kind of just despise him for what he did, even though he won a championship.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, in order for that to even take place, I would need to see one championship. Or if we're being fair, the Pistons won two. I'm disregarding Big Shot Bob. Never should have happened. Never should have happened.
You can't do
that. I will do whatever I want. The point is.
So it's like the Dallas game last year.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Lions won that game. 248-539-9797. Hey, man, it's 2024. If you say something enough, it has to be true, right?
You know what?
I don't see the bill.
But or maybe I could get a jailhouse tattoo that says 15-0. At least he left room for the asterisk.
Where's the
Let's bill? Go to Greg, 97.1.
Over here.
Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I wanted to follow up with Kevin a little bit that, you know, that was one thing. Well, they signed Rasmussen because they had to, because he's the only guy that's over 5'9". And they traded away Klim Kostin for I have no reason why he wanted to be traded, because he wasn't getting playing time. And when he went to San Jose, he tripled the output of DeBrincat. He had like 8 or 9 goals in his short stint with San Jose. I don't understand Yzerman. He's building a team of 3-point shooters. They're all perimeter guys. I'm not talking going back to the 1990s, which, you know, but I'd sure like to see some 6'3" wingers crashing the net on his team.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear they want to build the blue line with size. It's clear the profile of defenseman he's looking for, and that's fine. But no, you're right. Offensively, there's not a lot of identity. Look, I think, Greg, the fascinating thing is going to be Kane. What type of deal does he want? How much does he like it here? How much does he want to play with DeBrincat? Because, look, the rest of the league saw that, okay, he has B. Arthur's hip, but he's a point-of-game player. Yep. Someone's going to do something stupid, and that scares me.
Yeah, I just, you know, even with DeBrincat, and they're, and the thing that bothers me a little bit, too, is, like, you got Toronto and Boston. Each team called up like 3 young guys this year for injuries and playing time, where we're stuck with Austin Čarnak, who's like 5'8".
Well, the other frustrating thing to me is it seems like the Bruins have had a pair of good goalies for basically a decade, and we don't have one. That's getting a little old in my book, too. Kenny, I gave you the idea last week. I'll say it again to you. You need to go get my guy Varlamov.
I'm taking
Varlamov.
Varlamov, yes.
Varley.
Go get him. I'm down.
I'm just saying, we have Sorokin. That's where our future's tied to. You can get Varley. Give us a couple of those sweet, sweet prospects, since the Islanders actually don't have a farm system.
We'll win the trade because you guys never win trades, and then Perfect. Everybody will be happy.
Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.